With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House approving a $1 trillion funding bill that will end the partial government shutdown. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
By a narrow margin, House lawmakers approved appropriations bills to fund most of the government through the end of the fiscal year. The package included a temporary spending measure for Homeland Security funding that will allow Congress to negotiate changes to immigration enforcement operations. Democrats have demanded changes for ICE and Border Patrol agents following the unrest in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tehran apparently wants it both ways, to talk and also fight. White House says despite the current heightened atmosphere between Iran and the United States, the talks are still on the books. This despite a Navy fighter shooting down an Iranian drone that was approaching a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. The Clintons say yes, they will testify before a House investigation in the matter of Jeffrey Epstein. Here's Ben Thomas.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has been advancing criminal contempt of Congress charges against both former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for defying a congressional subpoena to testify in the panel's investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein donated to Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign and Hillary Clinton's joint fundraising committee ahead of her 2000 Senate campaign. The former president had a well-documented relationship with Epstein in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Ben Thomas, Washington.
NFL players apparently not ready for an 18-game season. Players union boss says they don't want it. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham will be on the road again this month. Here's Michael Harrington.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina on February 14th and 15th. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of the country, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event. Last month, he held a gospel festival in Cambodia. In March, he has one scheduled for Peru. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young Jews in Morocco flocking to classes designed to revive Jewish culture, a nation that used to have a large Jewish community. 99% of Jews in Moroccan heritage today live elsewhere. After major migrations in the 20th century, only about 2,500 Jews remain in a country where they once made up more than 5% of the population. This is SRN News. In Arizona, a lot of tears, a lot of pain, a lot of prayer. Authorities continue the search for Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's missing 84-year-old mother.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos calling Nancy Guthrie's home a crime scene.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we've processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene.
He says she does not have dementia, but does have mobility issues and was last seen Saturday night. But when she did not show up for church Sunday, her family alerted authorities.
And time is very critical. She is 84. She needs her meds. Her family needs her too.
Nano says Savannah Guthrie is in town helping with the search. I'm Julie Walker.
Savannah Guthrie has thanked people all across America for their prayers. More details, srnnews.com.